أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أهم يقسمون رحمة ربك، نحن قسمنا بينهم معيشتهم في الحياة الدنيا، ورفعنا بعضهم فوق بعض درجات ليتخذ بعضهم بعضا سخريا، ورحمة ربك خير مما يجمعون. In the previous ayats we read where Allah tabaraka ta'ala said, the people of Makkah said, why was the Quran revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Why did Allah choose him as a Nabi? Allah should have chosen some wealthy, affluent person, and then it was easier for us to follow him also. This is also one objection which commonly the people of Makkah made. Allah replies to that, and in the reply there are great lessons for us in our practical life also. Firstly, Allah Ta'ala says, أَهُمْ يَقْسِمُونَ رَحْمَةَ رَبِّكَ کیا وہ بانتے ہیں تیرے رب کی رحمت کو؟ Who are they in charge of distributing the mercy of Allah Ta'ala? Many times we also, and it happens in our personal life also and our communal life also, that why so and so got that position, why is he allowed to do this work? In other words, we are in charge, and this is a clear sign of pride, even in the homes and even everywhere else, that why is he doing this? Why is he privileged to do this? In other words, there are two things. We are more privileged. We are more super, we are more mustahik. We are more deserving. So that is also a sign of pride, and that we are in charge. That is all Allah's work. Allah will divide things who He wants to. He'll make rich, poor, healthy, unhealthy, beautiful, not beautiful. That is Allah's work. But we want to be in charge. That is also a sign of pride and a sign of ignorance. So Allah Ta'ala says they are not in charge of Allah's rahmat. Allah will divide His rahmat and give it to whomsoever He wants to. نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا ہم نے باندھی ان میں روزی ان کی دنیا کی زندگانی میں. And not only the mercies of deen, that who Allah makes more pious, who Allah wants to make an alim, who Allah wants to take from the work of deen, that is all the choice of Allah Ta'ala. But even in dunya's matters, Allah says, it is we who divide the rosy between them in the worldly life. In other words, who we want to, we make rich, who we want to, we make poor. It isn't that a person becomes a rich person by his endeavors, or by what the legacy his father had left, or by anything else. It is from Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, your father can leave you a big legacy also, but if it is not meant for you by Allah Ta'ala, it won't reach you. Other people will eat it up. It will get frozen. And how many cases there are like that, where the parents were so rich and the children are beggars on the street. They don't have anything. So that is not at all to do with anything of dunya. It is in the hands of Allah. Allah gives, and there is a reason for that also, which Allah explains. وَرَفَعْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ فَوْقَ بَعْضَ دَرَجَاتِ اور بلن کر دیئے درجے بعض کے بعض پر. And Allah says, we have made somebody higher than the others in all matters. For example, Allah has made somebody rich, somebody very rich, somebody poor, somebody very poor. Allah has made somebody, he's a master in certain arts, like in various, like somebody Allah made him a plumber, a carpenter, while another person Allah made an engineer, an architect. All these different things Allah says we have made, so that the things of this, the system of this dunya can carry on right. If all were rich, nobody will want to work for anyone, and the whole system of the world will collapse. If all were poor, nobody will be able to pay anyone for any work done. So the system of the world will collapse. So Allah has kept the system of the world that everyone, whether no matter how rich he is or how poor, he is not independent of the rest of the creation of Allah Ta'ala. Whether he is the mighty king and he owns everything, but he's in need of the barber to come and cut his hair. He's in need of the street sweeper to sweep his to sweep the streets and to sweep his house. He's in need of that maid who will wash his washing and wash his dishes, etc. Allah made joined us all that we are all interdependent of one another, and in this way Allah has kept the system. So being rich is not one's achievement. It is Allah's system to keep the world going. To have the knowledge of a certain art is not one's great achievement. It is the system of Allah to keep this world system going. لِيَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا سُخْرِيًا کہ ٹھیراتا ہے ایک دوسرے کو خدمتگار. So that all take work from one another, and in this we are taught to have unity also. When we are dependent on one another, consider one another also. Help one another also. Just like a house being built, we need a carpenter, we need a plumber, we need an electrician, we need everyone. And if each one thinks only I'm doing the work, that house won't get built. But if everyone accommodates one another, you work here while I'll work there, you do your laying your pipes here while I'll do the carpentry work there, and they all unite and work helping hands with one another, though each one is doing his own work, that house will get done soon and a good house will be prepared. So just like that, not only the ummah but the whole of mankind, we all must supplement one another, accommodate one another, understand and be united. Then we will find harmony in mankind, and if it's in the ummah, we'll find it in the ummah. If it's in the home and the business place, we'll find harmony there if we learn to accommodate, help one another. وَرَحْمَةُ رَبِّكَ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ اور تیرے رب کی رحمت بہتر ہے ان چیزوں سے جو سمٹتی ہے. And remember also, these are worldly things, but the first discussion was about the division of nabuwat, whom Allah wants to give nabuwat, and the knowledge of nabuwat which Allah has given to the ulama, that is much more superior than this worldly divisions. And even in there, Allah gives to whom He wants to. Somebody He makes a great alim, somebody He makes a great hafiz, somebody a qari, somebody a mufti. That also Allah divides as He wants to, and which is in the best interest. And the things of deen and the things of akhirat, Allah says, are much more superior than the worldly things that we distribute. Wealth is also a ni'mat of Allah, but ilm is a much more superior ni'mat. And to have position in this world, whether you are in the government, in anywhere you have position, that's also a ni'mat from Allah Ta'ala. While taqwa is also a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, and the ni'mats of deen are much more superior than the ni'mats of dunya. And then Allah explains another very important point. وَلَوْلَا يَكُونَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا اور اگر یہ بات نہ ہوتی کہ سب لوگ ہو جائیں ایک دین پر. And had it not been so, that everyone should have been gathered on one way of life. And yet the way of life which Allah is referring to is kufr. Disbelieve in Allah Ta'ala. Allah said, if there wasn't this fear that all the people should have become kafirs and disbelievers, لَجْعَلْنَا لِمَنْ يَكْفُرُ بِالرَّحْمَانِ تو ہم دیتے ان لوگوں کو جو منکر ہے رحمان سے. Then we should have given freely to those people who disobey Allah Ta'ala. And yeah, Allah is referred to by Himself as Rahman, the one who gives in great abundance, who is most merciful, most compassionate, most kind. In other words, Allah has got by Him enough to give everyone. And Allah is generous enough that Allah just gives as He pleases. But if it wasn't for this fear that all people should have become disbelievers, Allah says we should have given the non-believers لِبُيُوتِهِمْ سُقَفًا مِّن فِضَّةٍ وَمَعَارِجَ عَلَيْهَا يَظْهَرُونَ کہ ان کے گھروں کے واسطے چھت چاندی کے اور سیریا جن پر چڑھے. We should have made the roofs of the non-believers roofs of silver, and the staircases also we should have made of silver. وَلِبُيُوتِهِمْ أَبْوَابًا وَسُرُرًا عَلَيْهَا يَتَّكِعُونَ اور ان کے گھروں کے واسطے دروازے اور تخت جن پر تکیہ لگا کر بیٹھے. And we should have made the doors of the houses also of silver, and we should have made the reclining couches of theirs, that also we should have that made of sulfur was zukhrufa or sonike and of gold. In other words, we should have made the houses of the non-believers of gold and silver, because these things have got no value to us. Just like the house is cleaned in the morning and all the dirt has got no value, it's thrown in the dustbin. Like that, all the gold and silver and riches of this world, it's like the dustbin of a Jannat, and it is thrown into the dustbin of this dunya. But because the Muslims should also, the Ral Tapakte, they should also now have become greedy for all these things, and they should have given up the Iman in Islam, and they should also just want the dunya's things. That's why Allah says, we did not make the houses of the kuffar of gold and silver. Otherwise, by all means, we should have made it. But my Muslim slaves, they should also have been inclined towards dunya and forgot all the deen completely. Here we learn a lesson also, the more deen a person has, the reality of deen, the more he'll be disinclined from dunya. And you, the temptations of this dunya, big investments, bank balances, properties, these things won't mean anything to him. He will know akhirat is more superior. وَإِن كُلُّ ذَلِكَ لَمَّا مَتَعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Or ye sab kuch nahi hai magar baratna dunya ki zindagani ka. And all these things of this dunya, all the riches and wealth, is nothing but just temporary use. Just to use it temporarily here in this world. That is all what this dunya is. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if the world had the value of the wing of a mosquito in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala, Allah should not have given any kafir one drop of water also to drink. In other words, it has got no value. That's why Allah is giving it so freely to the non-believers. And people who pick up refuse. If somebody is proud, I picked up 10 bags. You only picked up one bag. What is the use of that? It's refuse. It's dirt. This dunya is the refuse of Jannat. So if we are picking up 10 bags of dunya and we are proud, I got so much. All we have collected is the refuse and the dirt. Or like in the days of the past, when the stool, the sewage was collected in buckets. If somebody is proud, I'm collecting 10, 20 buckets. I'm collecting 100 buckets. While you only collecting 10, but what's the use of that? This dunya stool, this dunya is only that stool. And a person who's collecting more, he's just collecting dirt all the time. So this dunya has got no value by Allah Ta'ala. وَالْآخِرَةُ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And the akhirat by Allah, that is in the knowledge of Allah and in the value which Allah has attached to things, the only the akhirat has got value, and that is for those people who have got taqwa, who abstain from the dunya, and not that person who can't get dunya. That person, there is no taqwa for that person. That person who can, and he doesn't engage in dunya, he engages in deen, that is great taqwa. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala has taught us that we should not be proud if I'm so rich, or even in the matters of deen, the knowledge, that is all given by Allah Ta'ala. We shouldn't be proud about it in any way whatsoever. And also, that this dunya has got no value by Allah, what we have to strive for is the akhirat. Wa akhiru da'wana.